Memorial Day weekend, it just like a Thanksgiving, is one of those times when a lot of families get in the car and drive somewhere to celebrate. And with gas prices creeping up over the country, although they're down a little bit in recent weeks, we're assuming that Memorial Day travel is going to be affected by the price of gas. Just over a week now, the Takeaway has been asking listeners to text us the price at their local pump. We've collected that information on an interactive map that you can check out at thetakeaway.org. And joining us to discuss what we've been finding out, Andrea Bernstein, director of the Transportation Nation Project and senior correspondent for our co-producer, WNYC. Andrea, anything interesting from the data we're getting from our listeners?
Well, struck me the most was how quickly people are reacting. I mean, just as recently as March, which was really only the month before last, people were still buying SUVs. They were still buying big cars. And then all of a sudden in April, it's like a switch was turned. Hyundai had its biggest sales month ever. You know, hybrids started to be sold. People were not buying big trucks. And people told us, you know, even if it takes me 40 minutes more, I am taking the bus. People said, I have no social life anymore because I can't afford to drive to go out. People said, we used to have two cars. Now we just keep one in the garage the whole time and just use the one. So there is rapid shifts in behavior and pretty sudden that is really just happening the last months of April and May.
Here's one, Andrea, that kind of surprised me. Take a listen to this.
This is Monica from Smithfield, Rhode Island. Because gas prices are so high in Rhode Island, I cross the border to Massachusetts and buy my gas there.
That seems amazing to me. Obviously, driving extra to get cheaper gas, that would assume that the price really is vastly different once you cross over state lines.
Well, there are some states where it is vastly different. New York and New Jersey is another example where you can find gas a dollar or less a gallon. And, you know, some of it is just to sort of psychologically beat the price of that. But, you know, mostly people are adjusting their behavior. I mean, there's a number of websites that have popped up where you can go. GasBuddies.com is one of them to find out where gas is cheapest. But most what people told us is that they were doing things differently. One reader said, oh, no, I'm using vegetable waste oil instead of gasoline. So that was the kind of thing that really interested me, that people sort of stopped deciding they could beat the system and decided instead we're just going to have to modify our behavior so that we are spending less money on gasoline.
Well, we had a listener, Alec Rosen in Florida, who said he doesn't notice the price of gas because he drives a Prius. Do you believe it, Andrea? Do you think, I mean, we've heard so many times that people just continue to buy gas and don't actually change their habits. Do you think it's real this time?
Well, I think it really depends on your economic situation and how much you have to drive. I mean, there were people who said, look, it's a cup of Starbucks coffee, the difference. So I don't know what all the fuss is about. But psychologically, watching that, you know, pump rack up the gasoline as as you have to pay for it with your credit card right there is a big blow for people. I do want to say we have seen this before. In 2008, May 2008, exactly 3 years ago when the same phenomenon happened, people also changed their behavior. And as a matter of fact, in the year after that, Americans drove 57 billion miles less.
Wow.
But then what happened is as the gas prices started to go down, they went right back up almost to their historic highs.
Well, you can see the latest results from our listeners by heading over to thetakeaway.org. Check out our interactive map there. Thanks so much, Andrea Bernstein, director of our Transportation Nation Project and senior correspondent for WNYC, which co-produces The Takeaway. Thanks, Andrea.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.